around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where life takes you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As Craig Good just said, there is big news coming your way in just a few moments, so listen up, folks. I mean, you should be listening all the time, but listen up for this. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 25th, 2026. Off we go for the next 120 minutes on the fastest 2 hours in travel. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Robert. And I know, as you said, we have some big news we want to share. So we're going to get right out of the gates here. And just to make sure we have time in the A block to share all of this news. And I'm going to start with the Travel Pulse, which is a first.
Yeah, a lot of votes this week.
A lot of votes. We did indeed have great turnout for this. So the first question, who makes the travel decisions most in your house? And the results, 3% of you say friends or relatives. 5% of you let your kids do it. 29% of you, your wife, 30% your husband, and 33% say it's a group decision in your house.
Interesting on that. 92% there, whether it's group decision, husband or wife. Rudy, good morning to you. Any thoughts on that?
No, I'm going to go with Mary.
You're going to go with Mary. Well, Mary makes great decisions. She does. Listen, no question about it. All right, question two, Mary.
All right, so let's get to question two. This one was fun. What is your favorite road trip game? 3% of you said I Spy. 8% of you, Punch Buggy. 12% of you, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 27% of you said, name that tune. And 50% of you, woo, license plates.
License plates. Rudy, you ever play a Punch Buggy?
No, I mean, I've never even heard of that one. What
Listen, you and I'll take a road trip sometime, and I'll show you what it's about.
I can tell you all about it, having raised two boys.
Basically, Rudy,
the
you
car.
Drive down the road, and you wallop your car mate if you see, like, a Volkswagen Bug.
Will you set the car, whoever sees it first?
Yes, punch them.
And it has to be in transit. The bug can't be in a parking lot.
I didn't know that had a name, but I certainly had a brother.
Punch buggy.
I think I Spy is a kid's game, so I mean, you know, I could see that.
I Spy was fun when the kids were young, but license plates.
All right, one more thing to do before we share the big news that involves all of you listening, and certainly we hope all of you participate in it, or as many as can. We want to take a brief moment. We want to welcome some new affiliates to our national network. These radio stations push us to 620 weekly AM and FM stations airing the program across the USA. So, Mary, you want to start us off?
Oh, I do indeed. This is a beautiful area on the eastern coastline. A warm hello and welcome to AM 1530 and FM 103.3 WOBX in Manteo. Manteo, I believe that's correct. Please feel free to write me if it's not. Manteo, North Carolina. That's Roanoke Island adjacent to the Outer Banks. It's about 20 miles or so south of Kitty Hawk. And this station in the radio business is part of the Norfolk DMA or Media Market number 44.
Kitty Hawk with the Wright Brothers.
OBX, beautiful.
All right, so on the other side of the country, I'm going to say a big hello and thank you to AM 1230 KSBN and FM 107.1 KBNW Radio. They're in Spokane, Washington. That's Media Market number 66. They're the number one news talk station in the market. So we welcome them and say thank you very much for that. So, all right, now the big show news. All right, everybody ready for this? Mary, you're ready for this.
I am ready, more than ready.
And by the way, if you've been listening carefully, you know, the last few weeks, we've been teasing it, you know, on and off since the Utah Live Remote. But now it's official, as we know some of you are going to want to jump on this today, as we said. So, last year, most of you who have been listening to the program for years, you know that we moved our Ocean Cruise partnership. Thank you for that. We love that. It's dramatic.
Bobby, what is that? You're a little slow down there, Bobby.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but, you know, exactly. But, you know we moved our Ocean Cruise partnership to Region 7 Seas last year. We've already done two big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes with them. Coming up this October, we have some show fans and show friends booked to join us starting in Malta for 12 days. We're doing the Southern Mediterranean Cruise that will take all of us to Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey. By the way, we're still told, and I think there's a cabin suite or two available on that cruise if you do want to book with us. But the big news today is We've now also agreed to the 2027 cruise that we'll be doing with Regent. It will be July 2027. It's going to be in the Baltic and North Sea from Copenhagen to London. It's going to be aboard their terrific Seven Seas Splendor ship. That's the same ship, yes it is, by the way, that we were just on last November from New York to Miami.
That's right. It's another beautiful ship. We are very excited about this itinerary. The Baltic Sea is absolutely beautiful. And just like what we'll be doing this October in 2026 with Regent, wherever we're going on this 2027 trip, which I'll let you know in a minute. These are all, they're sort of bucket list destinations, but some of them are really hidden gems. Right now on the homepage of our show website, rmworldtravel.com, immediately beneath the photo of all of us and just above the travel polls, you're going to see a new banner that says join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Splendor in July of 2027. When you click on it, you'll see all the details of the trip, as well as the special phone number at Regent to call either Peyton or Megan, who will personally help you make your reservation to join us. And again, their names are right there, so you just click on it and you'll see all the details. So the dates for the 14-day cruise are Sunday, July 11th through Sunday, July 25th. Again, this is 2027, so this is next July. And as Robert said, it's from Copenhagen, Denmark to London, England. In total, we're going to go to 10 countries over 14 days. And here we go. We will be going to Berlin, Germany, Bornholm Island, and that's an island. It's part of Denmark. It's a beautiful little island. We're going to overnight for 2 days in Stockholm, Sweden. We're going to go to Tallinn, Estonia. Robert, that's a first for us. Helsinki, Finland. We've never been there. And then this one, Lapaja. Rudy, have you been there? Latvia? Lapaja?
No,
I think
know.
It's Lapaja, Latvia. Gdansk, Poland. Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and Bruges, Belgium. And Bruges is a great city.
Yeah,
so
you've enjoyed
I
Bruges.
Love Bruges, yeah, Belgium. Exactly. It's a beautiful city. So since Robert and I like to keep the trip small and intimate, space is limited. There are 68 excursions over the course of the 14 days for you to choose from. Again, it's 2 weeks.
And no
those excursions are all included. Yeah. They don't charge extra for them. Regent's also offering you up to $1,500 off as well as $500 in shipboard credit.
All right. So as always, by the way, we're going to be broadcasting the show live from the Regent ship with show fans. And as Mary just shared, every one of those destinations that we're going, they're all going to be great. So that's the big news, folks. Now, don't decide to procrastinate on this, folks, because if you do, I'm sorry. There are a limited number of cabin suites that are booked. That's it. So now is your chance to be the first to make your travel plans to join us for July of 2027 without any issues and join us. And listen, these show fans and show friend trips that we've been doing, they're a lot of fun. We have yet to have a single person tell us that they didn't have a great time, and we'll make sure that continues, that streak. So now we only have about a minute left for this, for the Travel News Roundtable. I'm just going to say big things. Clearly, we know what's going on with Spirit, whether the Trump administration, you know, whether we're going to buy the airline, whether we're going to provide a, you know, a loan to them, whether we're going to enact the Defense Production Act. We'll see what happens. I'm not particularly high on that myself. And Rudy, you know, Avis, I don't know if you've seen this, but Avis, they're like the next meme stock that's out there that's going on. They're up 300% their surge in the stock.
I read that.
And really what it comes down to, it's these two hedge funds that are fighting. The firms own more than 70% of Avis shares. You know, by the way, Avis has lost nearly $1 billion last year, and they're...
And that, too.
It's Wall Street. So,
isn't
all right.
That crazy?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, after this first sponsors break, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will come your way. And rather timely, everyone, the leader of Regent Seven Seas and Oceana Cruises, Jason Montague, he'll be on that show hotline. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Regent Seven Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors and go experience the world. Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, CoLLETTE.com/United States. Or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert Mary here saying wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200 plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, from A to B in 180 seconds, that's the transition we just made. And as Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us, after just sharing the additional new travel opportunities for 2027 with Region 7 Seas, well, we're going to go in-depth on Region and their sister brand, Oceania, for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. But first, well, this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans, so do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it safeguards you against an array of things that can impact your travels, including trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services you're going to get, prescription replacement, maybe you have work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuation. Evacuations are included, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll link you over.
All right. For more than 20 years, Jason Montague has been linked to the Ocean Cruise Lines, Region 7 Seas and Oceania. He served over 6 years exclusively as the CEO of Regent, and after a brief time away, he returned just over a year ago to lead both brands as their chief luxury officer. I'll leave the rest for this discussion we're about to have. Off to the show hotline we go for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
All right, well, off to that show hotline we go. Jason, nice to be reconnecting with you today and doing it on air. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thanks so much for the invite. I'm thrilled to be with you all, and hello, everyone.
Well, hello, everyone out there. We appreciate that. All right, we're going to start at the beginning, since this is your first appearance on the program with us. Our show fans know that we made the move to Region 7 Seas last year as our exclusive ocean cruise partner after a decade with another leading operator. You were instrumental in making that happen. We've also enjoyed building a very good relationship with Region's Wes Da Silva and Oceania's Nathan Hickman and other members of the team. Mary and I have already done two big Let's Go America tour events and three live remotes with Region. In Aruba, we were aboard Seven Seas Splendor back in November. Then we did Panama and Cabo San Lucas aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in January. And we were all part of one of the inaugural sailing events aboard Oceania Allura in December, where we got to spend some time together with you. So as Mary said in your setup, your career with the brands of Regent and Oceania go back more than 20 years. After a brief departure, you returned last February to lead both brands. I want you to share with our listeners what, you know, what you missed and what brought you back.
You know, it's there's so much to miss. It's two amazing brands. You know, I was fortunate enough to work on the business plan for Oceania and help launch the brand back in 2003. So been with it from the very beginning. And before I stepped down, I was with Regent, you know, for 6 years as president and CEO. It's just an amazing industry. And it's a triangle of we have amazing staff in our offices and on board the ships, but our guests and our travel partners are equally amazing. So my wife saw me on one of the ships, because I kept on telling her I was retiring, and she didn't believe me. But she saw how happy I was. I was bouncing around with a smile ear to ear, talking to the guests, the crew, and we also had some travel partners on. And she finally, you know, kicked me in the behind and said, "You're not retired. You got to go back doing what you love." And she's the reason why I got to my senses and I'm back.
Well, we know. Of course. That's how it usually rolls, Robert, right? And then Jason. So listen, you know, I know a lot of people are very happy that you are back, and you are leading two terrific brands, not just one, Regent and Oceana. So from our experiences with Regent, we think travelers are not going to find a more all-inclusive, luxurious, and really comprehensive cruise experience out there. We're looking forward to some show fans joining us this October aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in the Southern Med, and then we have Seven Seas Splendor in July of next year up in the Baltic and North Sea. But, you know, we do get a few questions. One of the big questions we get is, how good is Regent really? We've been able to answer that pretty well from our early experiences with the brand. But another one we get is, what are the differences? Because we were on Oceana Allura back in December. What are the differences between Regent and Oceana is a big question we get. We try to answer them as best we can, but Jason, these are your babies. So take that question and run with it. Share how you see and position both brands.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And this is my favorite question, because I do think we capture the best of the luxury cruising market. So Oceana is not the most inclusive. So Regent is the most inclusive. We include everything except the spa or the gift shop and the casino. Still haven't figured out the casino yet. That would never work. Whereas Oceana is a little bit more luxury by choice. So we don't include all beverages. We don't include shore excursions like we do on the Regent brand, but we give guests the option if they want to have a shore excursion credit or if they want to have wine, beer, Prosecco at lunch and dinner as their options. The other main difference is when you look at the real estate component. So Oceana has predominantly 70% of the staterooms as standard verandas. Now, they happen to be the largest standard verandas at sea at 291 square feet. Whereas Regent is all suite, all balcony. And so 71% standard veranders, you can tell the remaining 29% or so is suites, whereas Regent is all suite, all balcony.
Right.
The third major component that's different is Oceana just moved to adults only, whereas Regent does allow children that are under the age of 18 to board. So more multi-gen on the Regent side, whereas Oceana is purely dedicated to that like-minded adult experience. So those are the three major ways that the brands change. And I think we do capture the best of both of all markets in luxury cruising. So if somebody wants everything taken care of, all suites, Regent is the perfect place. And if somebody likes to customize and really do it their own way or wants to start with a standard veranda, Oceana is the perfect place.
Well, you're providing those options, which we think is important out there in travel. And we certainly see the proliferation in the hotel and resort sector of travel, for sure. And
I find it interesting that we've met people who do both.
Yeah,
they'll do
they
Regent and Oceana.
So where I want to go with you is that, you know, since the show right now we're heard on, as of today, of 620 AM and FM stations across the U.S., I mean, we cover everything and anything in the world of travel. It keeps Mary and me on top of our game, as we have to be on top of all the sectors that are out there and engage with the leaders of them. Despite the challenges that are out there, the luxury sector of travel continues to grow, both in terms of travel spend and investment by companies in the sector. I actually just saw a report this week from American Express on small business on just that. Clearly, Jason, this is your wheelhouse, as is where Regent Seven Seas operates. It's also where Oceana Cruises has navigated, if you will. So what's your current read of the luxury sector of travel, and how encouraged are you that it's going to continue on a positive path?
Oh, I've never been more excited about it. Part of the reason why I'm so glad that my wife pushed me to come back in. There's just so much opportunity. You know, the trends are changing where no longer acquiring goods, it's all about acquiring experiences. And this is where both brands excel. You know, we look at the experience starting with that very first phone call. You know, part of the fun of traveling is that pre-experience, ensuring that you're getting excited about the trip, planning your shore excursions, planning what you're doing pre and post. But then also, obviously, when you're traveling, once you're on the ship, you want to have an amazing experience on board the ship, but also off the ship. So we really ensure that we're delivering that holistic experience. And again, back to what the major trends are these days, it's all about ensuring you're capturing these experiences, maximizing the time we all have. You know, I think, you know, what we all experienced several years ago made us realize how valuable time is, and how we really want to capitalize and ensure that we're getting to see the world and having these amazing experiences while we have the opportunity to do it. And so that's why I think the market is so resilient. And why both brands are in such a great place.
So you touched on it, and I just want to have you expand a little bit on it. You know, for years, it was all about the ubiquitous bucket list. It was all about savvy travelers ticking off as many destinations as they could. And the world still, you know, people still want to see the world. But Regions savvy travelers, in many cases, have either done it already or they're just really looking for a more luxury, unique offering.
We've met a number of them.
Yeah, and I mean both on and off the ship. Give us some details. You're working with Global Hotel Alliance. Talk a little bit about ways that you're doing this with programming.
Yeah, the Global Hotel Alliance is a great partnership, so couldn't be more thrilled that we work with them. They have some amazing properties across the world. But, you know, you talk about destinations. There are so many ways to experience the destination. You know, we have our hands-on culinary classes on board our ships, but we also immerse guests with the chef-led these shore excursions where they go immerse themselves in markets and restaurants mm-hmm. to really learn the culture. But then they bring it back and they experience it firsthand in cooking classes.
Yeah, which are fabulous.
We do it from, go local tours. There's so many ways to experience it rather than the main highlights. And we really help guests try to maximize and get the best and find different ways to experience each destination.
So currently, Seven Seas Grandeur is Regions' newest ship in the fleet. But this December, an entire new class of ship is going to enter, and that's when Seven Seas Prestige enters service. I want you to talk a little bit about where Seven Seas Prestige will take the Regent brand. You got about 20 seconds on that, and then we'll hold you over, and we may finish it when we come back on the other side.
Yeah, I got a quick one on that. It's 40% larger in size, but only 10% more guests. And that kind of sets the stage for what she's going to deliver, and truly delivering that ultra-luxury experience to a whole nother level.
That's going to be a huge addition. We're looking forward to that. All right, so Jason, clearly, I can see we're quickly approaching the bottom of the hour break, so we're going to just ask you to stay right where you are. We're going to extend this conversation. We'll continue when we return. Folks, as we get ready to take you into this break and hand things off to Bobby down there in Dallas, our chief travel leader conversation will continue. RJ drives in for the open road in about 10 minutes. We'll all discover America in 20 minutes. The National Communal Forum will begin hour two. We still have the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery all coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses, and there's a spring savings event happening this month at helixsleep.com/carry with 20% off site-wide. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and they let you try it for 120 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, thank you, Craig Good. We love having all of you tuned in out there across the country, and indeed do welcome you back. As we decided to extend today's Chief Travel Leader conversation into the C Block, Mary, do you want to reset things?
Sure, sounds like a plan. Joining us on the show hotline for this April 25th Chief Travel Leader conversation, we have Jason Montague, the Chief Luxury Officer for Regent Seven Seas Cruises and Oceania Cruises.
So, Jason, thank you for staying with us through that break. We're going to get back into the conversation. So we were just talking about the all-new Seven Seas Prestige at the end of the B Block. Since Mary and I have always preferred smaller, more intimate ships when we cruise, love hearing the 40% larger, just 10% more guests. But because Regent ships already have so much super spacious areas down there, you can easily find a nook. That's going to be interesting to see. Prestige is just the beginning. We know Regent has committed to other ships beyond her. And on the Oceania side, we talked about Allura that's in the fleet this year. We're going to have some show fans on that in September with another program that we handle. Sonata will debut in 2027. Any thoughts you want to throw in on those?
Yeah. So on the Prestige class, we do have three other ships on order. So a total of four new ships. They're all going to be sister ships to Prestige on the Regent brand, taking delivery between Prestige the end of this year. And then we have all the way through to 2036. So one in 2030, 2033, and 2036. On the Oceania brand, we have five ships on order. So Sonata is the first one, and then it will be four sister ships to Sonata. Sonata is going to be a 1,390-passenger ship. So she is slightly larger than the Allura class. But again, she's going to have more space than Allura had. And Allura was just a phenomenal ship. So we're super excited about the new ships we have coming. It's just our testament and belief on the demand that's in the luxury space. But it's not just the new ships that we're doing. It's what we're doing with our existing fleet. So tomorrow, the Voyager, Seven Seas Voyager on the Regent brand, will be going into dry dock for almost a one-month dry dock to make her basically brand new when she comes out. So couldn't be more excited. We're adding a chef studio onto the Voyager in addition to updating all the suites on board the ships. And we just recently announced on the Oceania brand that we are going to be reimagining one of our original ships, the Nautica, into a newly named ship, Oceania Aurelia. She's going to go from 670 passengers down to only 476 passengers. Mm. And she's going to be the ship that's on our extended voyages. We have around-the-world cruises that last 180 days, a couple grand voyages. She's going to do the truly immersive exploration, which is a hot trend these days.
Yeah, I love that for Nautica.
You know, Jason, what I was going to say, one of the things that we say when we are asked about why we made the move that we did, there's so much mojo going on with Regent and Oceania, and you're only adding an exclamation point to that with what you're sharing with us.
Jason, we cannot have you here. So we've covered ships, we've covered a lot today, but we have to have you talk a little bit about the culinary. You did mention the classes, which we love, and they're fantastic, but between Oceania with the moniker of the finest food at sea and all the food and culinary options that Robert and I have experienced firsthand on Regent, outstanding. Seven Seas Prestige, I believe, is going to have another specialty restaurant. I mean, really, how would you describe your focus and vision for the culinary for both lines?
Yeah, we focus on epicurean perfection on the Regent side, and you're right, the finest cuisine at sea on the Oceania side. It's such an important part of the overall experience. You know, another thing with us, none of the specialty restaurants are ever charged at either brand. It's always included. And the cuisine across the board is just outstanding. We will have a new restaurant concept on the Regent brand, Azure, and that's a Mediterranean-style concept that we're adding to be with Pacific Rim, Prime 7, and also Chartreuse, and Sette Mare, which is our Italian restaurant, on board the Prestige, the Regent ships. And then for Oceania, I was just recently in New York where we unveiled La Table Maître Cuisinier de France. It is going to be an 18-seat fixed-course dinner that is run by Master Chefs of France. And it is just outstanding. You talk about experiences. It takes experience to a whole different level. But we will also have another concept. You all were on Allura, so you saw Aquamar during the day.
Yes.
We're going to convert that restaurant to have Nikkei Cuisine at night, to add another dining venue on top of all the specialty restaurants we have at Oceania. So super excited about what's coming down the pipe.
All right, really quick, where we're going to go with this is, since Operation Epic Fury began over in Iran, you know, we know that fuel is number one expense, just like it is for airlines, but that's the case with cruise lines. We've been asked by listeners if fuel surcharges are coming, and also, you know, how safe they are in taking a cruise. Now, we've been able to answer that. We know, Jason, cruise lines are never going to take passengers anywhere where they can't guarantee safety, but anything you want to say on that real quick?
Yeah, you know, that's the benefit, the best part of going on a cruise. You know that we're never going to put anyone in harm's way, and we can move a ship. It's got rudders, and it doesn't have to be fixed in one location as if you're going on a land-based trip where you're stuck in the actual hotels where the hotel is. We will always move the ship and not have it in any area that puts any guest or any crew member in jeopardy from that standpoint. And that's the benefit of the cruise industry. You know, as we look going forward, the fuel aspect, there is no plan at the moment to do fuel surcharges. So hopefully things stay and don't get worse where they are and they improve. But, you know, for now, no.
Okay.
But of course, we'll never put guests or crew in a situation.
I agree on that. But we've seen a greater frequency of being asked those questions. And one other thing, which I'll just mention, folks, both Regent and Oceania, you want to check this out. They're going to now have a winter season in the Mediterranean, which, Mary, listen,
hooray.
Sicilian and me, I love that. I think that's great. You want to check that out. Jason, it goes by quickly. We've really only scratched the surface, which means we're going to have you back on air sometime soon, or perhaps we'll do it on a Regent ship during one of these Let's Go America Tour events and live broadcast that we do. Nice connecting with you. Thank you for the extended time today, and enjoy the weekend.
As always, a pleasure, and look forward to speaking again to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, we got a lot in. And, my God, we still have so much more to get to.
There's a lot of good things going. Mojo is the right word.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Oceania. But that winter season coming in the Mediterranean for Regent and Oceania. Mm-hmm. Take a look at that, folks. Yep. That's exciting.
All right. As we take this show into a sponsor's break, in 10 minutes, the Discover America segment happens here on the show. But up next, RJ takes the mic for The Open Road. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. It was nice to have Jason Montague on in the last segment, and I'm actually thrilled to welcome another C-suite guest here to the show for The Open Road. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, with Mother's Day coming up in just 2 weeks, May 10th, you better have that written down, it makes today a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a thoughtful Mother's Day gift that will easily fit into her routines. Right now, they're 15% off and are packed with upgrades, such as active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so she can pair with up to two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put no matter what she's doing. They'll deliver the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price. So celebrate the moms in your life. Go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 15% or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, on a travel show, we spent a lot of time talking about how us people get from the East Coast to the West Coast. But have you ever wondered how some of the most rare and valuable cars make that same journey? Because surely you're not driving a 1912 Model T across I-80. Cars need to travel too. Now, whether it's to big-time Concours car shows, museum exhibitions, or a seller's warehouse to a buyer's driveway, and doing it right is its own world entirely. So my guest today is the man who probably knows more about this subject than anyone in the country. Bob Sellers is the Vice President and COO of Reliable Carriers, the largest specialized and closed automotive transport company in the United States. Bob, welcome to the Open Road.
Thanks, RJ. Thanks for having me.
So, Bob, for folks who've never thought about this, what exactly does Reliable Carriers do, and what makes it different from, say, the open-air car haulers that we see on the highway carrying new vehicles to dealers?
Well, we're an enclosed transporter, and as you mentioned, we're North America's largest one, so we've got over 400 trucks on the road. But, you know, the cars are inside a trailer. Frankly, when we're all closed up, we look just like a household goods moving truck going down the road. Obviously, if you have a high-value car, or we do a lot of snowbirds who put all their personal belongings in the car, having it in an enclosed trailer certainly adds another level of protection to the vehicle.
Absolutely. And like you said, I mean, the scale of your operation, over 400 trucks, for folks listening, there's a high likelihood you'd recognize a Reliable Carrier transporter going down the interstate.
Can't miss us. We're bright orange.
So talk to me. I mean, how does a car actually get from, say, a collector's garage in Naples, Florida, to the show field at Pebble Beach in California?
Well, we load it up on one of our trucks. You know, everything we have is liftgate loaded, so it's level loaded into the trailer. Usually goes with four or five other cars. And, you know, we traverse the country. We've got 85 teams of drivers, so if we have to, we can be across the United States in 2.5 days.
Wow. I mean, and so let's also talk about, I mean, some of the people who are trusting you with their cars. We're talking Ford, Porsche, McLaren, corporate. Reliable is the exclusive transporter for some of the most significant cars in the world. Offhand, what's the most valuable single load you think you've ever had rolling down the highway?
Probably, you mentioned it, probably a load going to Pebble Beach. I mean, it's not unusual to be sitting in the field out there with $70, $80, $100 million worth of cars on. So, you know, the largest single car we've ever transported, I believe, was like $65 million. But the expertise of our drivers, you know, is certainly first and foremost why people trust us. You know, our average driver's been here 8 years. We've got people who've been with us 30 years. So they really make the difference. I mean, we run, you've seen our trucks, we run high quality equipment. So, I mean, I think those are probably the two things, the quality of the equipment, the quality of our organization, and most significantly, the quality of our drivers.
And I mean, and like you just touched on, I mean, I've seen the big transporter lots after Pebble Beach, you know, and I mean, you'll have essentially 2 acres just filled up with six car transporters, and you really wonder the dollar figure of that's just sitting on that land.
Oh, yeah, there's hundreds of millions of dollars sitting on that little piece of property.
Absolutely.
And Pebble Beach.
Now, you've said something previously that has stuck with me, and I wanted, this also ties into your drivers, that the person who saved up their whole life to buy a $40,000 Corvette deserves exactly the same care as the owner of a $20 million original Ford GT. How do you actually get your drivers to live that out?
Well, first of all, we tell people you need to be a car person to be here and, you know, therefore understand, to your point, you know, the value of cars isn't necessarily what you paid for it. The value of the car is what it means to you. And so, you know, we instill in our folks the passion that people have for cars, which I think in some cases is uniquely American. But they understand they're the final piece of the puzzle. In most cases, if you buy a car, whatever, I mean, we're the last guy. We're the one delivering it to you that's finally making the dream come true. So I think our people understand that very much. And many of them, like I said, they're car guys too. They get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would tell you that we treat, you know, the $40,000 Corvette the same as the $4 million Pagani. They all get the same treatment.
Awesome. Bob, this has been fantastic. I think for a lot of our listeners, this is a world they didn't even know existed, and now they know who to call. So Reliable Carriers at ReliableCarriers.com. Bob, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for including me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, folks, that was Bob Sellers at Reliable Carriers. You know, for anyone who's ever watched one of their orange trucks navigate 17-mile drive or wherever across the country, now you know the drivers behind those trucks, they are in a league of their own. We're chatting more about America 250 up next. It don't go anywhere. Specifically, we're talking about Sail 250, which is the big maritime celebration. And that's in the Discover America segment coming up next. I'm RJ Carey. This is Armworld Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from the open road, back at it we go as we reclaim the show mics from RJ. It's already been a busy hour one with a Chief Travel Leader conversation and the open road. Now it's time to discover America, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Karen.
And we all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, whether you're traveling somewhere near or far. Have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're traveling away from home, wherever you are, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% as a show fan, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll find you a link.
All right. The U.S. ports selected to host the Sail 250 international fleet this summer include Boston, New Orleans, Norfolk, Baltimore, and New York City. From July 3rd to the 9th here in our home city of New York, the Port of New York and New Jersey will mark America's semi-quincentennial with the largest maritime event in U.S. history. Chris O'Brien is the president of Sail Forth 250. He joins us now with more as we discover America.
Well, we're going to do just that, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Chris. Nice to have you on the program today.
Great to be here.
From what Mary just mentioned, it's clear that you're going big for America's 250 here in the New York City area. It's going to be a seven-day celebration. That means Fleet Week, which traditionally for folks around the country, if they don't know, it occurs over Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be moving to July this year. It'll be on steroids, if you will. So let's start with you sharing how many tall ships as well as Allied and U.S. naval vessels that you're expecting. And the latter part of that is the naval review, if I'm correct, yes?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. That's right. So the events that are taking place here, you know, this is a milestone moment for the nation. And so we're building on the events of from the bicentennial, July 4th, 1976, and the success of that moment to really bring the nation together and the world together to mark this huge American milestone. So for the 250th, you know, that's been our goal, is to recreate and to outdo the events that were done then. So, you know, we have all together right now 46 nations coming from around the world to join us here on America's 250th to mark the milestone. The tall ships and the gray hull ships, you know, coming together, there are two main events. There is a international Navy review, as you're saying, which will take place first thing in the morning. It can be about 50 Navy gray hull ships lined up in New York Harbor between the Verrazano Bridge and the George Washington Bridge. And they'll set the stage for the International Tall Ship Parade, which is about 46 tall ships from around the world and some U.S.-based tall ships also, all parading up under the Verrazano, up to the George Washington. And if we needed more, got the Blue Angels and an International Aerial Review.
Yeah.
That will be flying over top.
We did need more. Thank you. Because that was my question.
That is upstairs. Well, that's going to be awesome.
As much as, Chris, I love the ships. I've seen Fleet Week many, many times, having grown up in the area over years. The aerial aspect, everyone, are the Blue Angels July 4th? And is there also an aerial review? Will there be other aircraft?
So July 4th, the Blue Angels will lead the aerial review. Mm-hmm. And if this is the first time we're doing an international aerial review. So there'll be Allied nation aircraft all together. Right now, the Navy's the lead planner for that, and right now they think 120 to 150 aircraft will be lined up, you know, coming from multiple airports and all the logistics you can imagine. But they'll be flying over top of the tall ship parade. It'll probably last about an hour.
That's going to be exciting.
150.
All right, wow. So let's talk about this as well, because we're discussing right now our home city of New York, and that will be the largest this year. But there are four other U.S. ports getting, you know, some of these ships and aviators as well. I know Mary mentioned those in the setup, you know, Boston, New Orleans, Norfolk, and Baltimore. So what can you share and explain, you know, where after New York, where everyone is going? So, you know, we have listeners there that can participate.
Yeah, well, the whole event kicks off. The Sail 250 event kicks off, and the five ports are all part of the Sail 250 event. Kicks off in New Orleans at the end of May, the last couple of days in May. Ships will gather there. A smaller fleet will gather there. And then they'll start to work their way. They'll be up in Norfolk on the 19th of June. And then they'll go to Baltimore, and then they're going to come to New York, and we'll have the largest gathering here in New York, and then the ships leave here, and they go to Boston for the final event of the five.
Well, that's exciting.
So it's going to be amazing, and you know the fleet will kind of build as it goes. It comes up with the culmination being here for the 250th on July 4th.
All right, so July 4th, you want to be in New York City. I mean, that's going to be a big experience for everybody. Yeah.
Chris, in all your years directing Fleet Week with the U.S. Navy, which I know you've done, we only have about 30 seconds left. What do you hope visitors get out of all of this?
Well, this is a unique moment for people to come together, and that's really our goal. The ships are international goodwill ambassadors, so our goal is to bring New Yorkers together, people from the region together, Americans together, because this is going to be televised nationally via our NBC partner, and, you know, the international community to come together to mark this amazing milestone for America. You know, it's America's 250th. So,
let me give the website to folks. Now, again, the website for all five locations, sail250.org. If you want information for New York, sail4th.org. We'll take you there. So, Chris, very nice connecting with you today. We'll definitely stay in touch and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too. All right. Take care.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is going to be some event that's coming to New York for sure.
It's going to be spectacular.
All right. That's definitely a great way to celebrate America, folks, for the 250th. So make your plans now, okay? It's also a great way to discover America, and we hope that you will. So after this top of the hour news break, we will reset and we will return with a diverse hour two. We'll begin with the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery also still headed your way. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com, and we live stream it too.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.